After Korea and Vietnam, military doctors came home and applied lessons learned from the battlefield to help victims of auto accidents, gunshot wounds, and other major injuries. But today, many of the doctors on the front lines in Iraq are using the life-saving techniques they learned in big city emergency rooms, NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
During the Vietnam War, battlefield doctors dealt with a new kind of bullet wound. From powerful rifles, high-speed bullets exploded through a victim's body, often damaging multiple organs. Doctors in Vietnam had to learn new ways to treat these wounds. After Vietnam, American casualties of war became more rare, but victims of high-velocity bullets became more common in American cities. Dale Smith teaches military medical history at the government's medical school, the Uniformed Services University.
The M16 and the AK-47 are now, unfortunately, on a lot of America's streets, so that the urban emergency room, like Bentalb in Houston or County in Los Angeles, these places see some of these kind of wounds, and the military hospitals don't.
So in recent years, it made sense for the military to join up with big city trauma units. The doctors, nurses, and paramedics on the battlefield in Iraq today likely trained in city hospitals. Many of them were trained at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital by an Army surgeon named Tom Newth.
This is the closest thing to being in combat that you can get without actually being in combat.
Yesterday, Newth came out of the operating room, tired after a four-hour surgery. He had just helped save the life of a victim of a city shooting.
Three bullets to the chest and hit the heart and the spleen and the diaphragm and the colon, the stomach. But the patient survived the operation. Still remains to be seen whether he'll survive the long road ahead.
Newth runs the Army Trauma Training Center at Miami's large city hospital. Army doctors and nurses are part of the team when someone like yesterday's gunshot victim is rushed to the emergency room. It works out well for the hospital. It gets more doctors and nurses. And for the Army, it gets a real-life training ground. There's one other thing trauma surgeons have learned. They have a short window of time to stabilize a severely wounded patient. CNN television correspondent Sanjay Gupta has been following a Navy surgical team in Iraq.
There's something in trauma that is known as the golden hour. If you can get someone care, definitive care, within an hour of the injury, you decrease mortality, decrease death rates tremendously. That's something they have learned from urban trauma.
So in Iraq, doctors are assigned to something the military calls forward surgical teams. They work out of operating rooms in tents that can be set up in an hour and then torn down again to keep moving forward with advancing troops. Gupta says this is a lesson learned from the 1991 war against Iraq.
The problem that the doctors and the medical personnel faced during the Gulf War was that you had such a rapidly expanding battlefield. It was expanding quickly, and the whole battlefield itself was moving, that it became increasingly difficult to get someone from front line to definitive care within that golden hour. So the simple but brilliant concept was, if you can't get the patients slash injured soldiers back to definitive care, let's bring definitive care up to the soldier.
Gupta is trained as a doctor himself. In the last few days, he's watched several surgeries. In the first, doctors saved the life of a soldier with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. That patient was a captured Iraqi soldier. Medical historian Dale Smith says that should not come as a surprise. In the 1991 Gulf War, American casualties were lower than many people expected. At least 80% of those who did get care from the American trauma teams were Iraqi soldiers fighting for Saddam Hussein. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.